Okay, kitzur shel chanora.
Really, yeah.
What is that? Yeah, simen kuf lamed
Really,
aleph.
that, yeah.
Kuf lamed aleph, sif yud. Sif kuf and yud.
Got it.
Or sif
Got
yud,
it.
sif yud. So we're holding in the halachas of Erev Yom Kippur. After mincha, we don't say avinu malkeinu. It doesn't make a difference whether it falls during the week or on Shabbos. After mincha, the minhag is to give malkus. I don't think too many people do this in, around here. I mean, we do this the whole year. No, I hope so. I can give it to somebody else, but I don't get it. But it's Sha'aim Malchus there.
The
Zehuma.
barbershoes do.
What do they give it with? The
The
Baruchers do
barbage.
it? Yeah.
What do they give it with?
I think in the Yerushalmis, I think also.
Shalmis, I saw without
Something
them.
they do with Hadassim, they do with Hadassim. Yeah.
They do it the
Mamish. Obviously, this Malchus is not your legit Malchus. We come up and we tell Kaf, Yosem. But it's like a virtual. It's virtual. It reminds you that you got to do tshuva. The yeshlika ritzua ego. You're supposed to take a leather ritzua. Even though it's not wide, it's not a tefach wide, which is that's meaning it doesn't have to meet the requirements of your standard malchus. The person getting the malchus should be bent over, leaning on his knees. What? Yeah. Leather belt. Yeah, his face facing north, his back to the south. And the minhag is to say the viduyim when he gets the malchus. And the hurachim has 39 words, negate 39 malchus. Fine. Good days, right? Hurachim, yeah. You can count it. Okay.
Letters, no.
39 letters. That's it. Yeah, 39 letters. Yeah.
So you
Good way.
sit on the back, not on the hand.
On the back, yeah.
The back.
You like the way, yeah. Fine. Yud beis leis ha'erev. I can see this in my seconds. So you eat a similar second. I can little plus a samaiti, but the vash the minig is to dip the bread in honey. To my brother Shoshana, like a Rosh Hashanah. You're not supposed to eat heavy foods. You should be eating light foods that are easy to digest. Like fowl, chicken. But now you can change Iceland dog and see the zoo in the minute is not to eat fish.
It's about
Everybody's got their own. You have to know yourself. You have to know for yourself what's yeah. Yeah. Don't eat and don't drink things that heat you up. Very spiced, very flavorful foods. And then after the Suda's and Matzdekas, you have to be very careful to add on, meaning what we call twice the Yom Kippurim. You add on to Yom Kippurim, meaning not to eat fish.
so you could eat fish. The custom is not to eat fish. In case you get a chilled out a bone, isn't that
It
what?
doesn't have to be on any bone. Yes, we mentioned that issue 2 days ago. Yeah? Da'ayinu she'yafsik melechol ba'ayid yoyim, ketzas koyde ve'en ha'shmashas. So you have to stop eating a little bit from ba'ayid yoyim, a little bit before ve'en ha'shmashas, meaning a little bit before Shkiyas. It was reading like so I mean for us it's here. It's reading Magdim in Lahafsik to my Shah Kaidamalailo. Everybody says it's the reading the Magdim it's to stop an hour before the night, not an hour before Shkir, an hour before the night. What? Yeah. Because Ben Hashemashis is the way he is. Yeah. But no, well Labdaska, but that's we though. Yeah, but they yeah, but the kitzur seems like he may not hold of that. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know which shear he's going. But it means an hour before nightfall. Yes, with this so.
We would stop.
Right.
No. Okay. So what's the computer? What's the
The Mishnah Berurah says you should stop eating 20 minutes.
Yeah.
The Mishnah Berurah says 20 minutes before,
20 minutes before
like lit benching, right? Before shkia. Right? Fine. Okay. Vim mafsik v'lecho gadol. This is a common thing. If you stop eating and you bench, let's say 45 minutes before Shkia, and you have das that you want to eat and drink, tzarich sheyasne koydim birchas hamazon. You have to make a tnai before birchas hamazon. V'yomer beferish and say The follow up is Yahara, believe, or at the minimum, think in your heart, that you're not being Makabal the Tainus yet. Fine. I think it's a default already by now that people are not Makabal the Tainus when they bench. A lot of people not aware of this.
Are they ever Makabal the Tainus? What does it mean, Makabal the Tainus?
The default is once you bench, then you Makabal the Tainus.
So, but you're saying that we're not Makabal the Tainus. Most people
I
are
think
not.
I right. So I think nowadays so many people eat and drink after again after they bench that it's almost like an automatic. It's actually tomorrow's daf. But
until we actually go to shul, then we know we stopped eating.
That's another story. What? No, you're gonna walk around or whatever it is. You're gonna walk around and you're gonna
around what?
After your bench, yeah. Fine, but anyways, the minig in these medinas is that you don't do hatmana, meaning you can't leave up a cholent over the whole or food. You can't leave it cooking the whole Yom Kippur. There are Shabbat Minim, Erev Shabbat, Shabbat, the way we do it on Erev Shabbat, Shabbat. Oh, Shem Davi, Kameshin, Miyami Kippurim, Lachol, it looks like you're preparing from Yom Kippur for weekday, even though you put it up before Yom Kippur, obviously. The Gam, Mishum, the Mifsi, Kirav, Zanusa, you look like you're a fresher, that you're busy with your food a whole Yom Kippur. So, my father, Zechariah, the Rosh Hashanah, you cannot have a crock pot up for kids. I don't understand that psak. I haven't seen any rabbis who say that. They just say that if it's for kids to eat over Yom Kippur, that's not considered. Yeah, that's not considered.
Dafka for after Yom Kippur.
Correct. That's the lesson. Yeah.
So you can have it for people.
Smash like that. Correct. Steve, with Tzayis Hashem Mechubad, it says that there'll be for Kaddish Hashem Mechubad, but Vashin and say Yom Kippur Shein by Achiv Yeshasiya. So this is referring to Yom Kippur because you cannot honor Yom Kippur with eating and drinking, obviously, because you're not allowed to. So therefore, mitzvah l'chabda b'ksus nikiya u'beneiros, it's a mitzvah to be mechabited with clean clothing and with candles. L'chein, matzien gamba beis ha'knesses, matzoiz noiz, in the shul, you put out nice pillows, u'marba b'neiros nikru kavod, and then you put extra candles, that's called kavod. Before Ben Ashrush, you put on tablecloth, then you light candles in the house the same way you do on Erev Shabbos. Right, this is what you're talking about, that you light a candle in the room that your wife is sleeping. You don't come to sleep with your wife. The reason why we wear a kittel is because that's the beged for the dead people. And then by wearing the kittel, the person becomes humble and broken. That's always a big shaila.
Why do they wear it on Rosh Hashanah?
They don't. Most of the world does not wear it.
And then the place I daven and the place you daven and they do.
Yes, they do. Correct.
So why do they?
That's the mini Yerushalayim.
It has nothing to do with that.
Some it has to do with the same thing. I'm assuming it has to do with the same thing. But I don't know. I don't know for sure. If you mention begging the yuchel tefila, lo yelach by the base of kise. No, don't understand. We know they wear a kittel on Rosh Hashanah. If you mention begging the yuchel tefila, lo yelach by the base of kise, because a kittel you're using for davening only, so therefore you shouldn't go into the bathroom with. Kama noshim loishes begodim levana, and the king will come in again. So maybe they had separate. Maybe they had separate. Maybe they had separate. It could be. I don't know. I don't think so. I never heard like that. Women should also wear white. I don't think the women too mock, but I mean, actually, there are a lot of women that mock.
I wouldn't know. I don't look at them.
There you go. Oh, Hashem. Then that's why you don't need to do too much tshuva. Right. Yeah, so They shouldn't be all dressed up. Basic jewelry they can have, but anything fancy they should not have. The minig is to give a bracha for the kids before they go into shul. Because there's already kedushas hayoyim and the shari rachamim are already open. They should have Yiras Hashem and they should be misfanin with crying that the tefillah should be mitzvah. The gam habanim habanos mesayrin and you also want to inspire the kids to yelto b'derech toivim or the tzaddikim yishmeru. That meaning that the kids should be good and they should go in the ways of the tzaddikim. There are those that go to their relatives, that are Tamid HaFamim, and the Tzaddikim, that they should be benched there. That they should daven for them on this holy day. You should do this when it's still daytime. Meaning, don't go into Yom Kippur in a rush. Halavai, I mean. Right. Nusach HaBrach is Yisimcha, Yivarechacha, Ve'oid Maisav Tol Echad, Kifi, Tzachas L'Shoine, and you could add on whatever tefillah you want according to the how the ease for your Lashon.
Have to stop eating
your Nardi. It's true. Yesh Lemer, Tzila Tzai. This is the rough tefillah you should say. Song of the Kitzel. Yeah. These are all things about that they should be good. You should be a makar, a source of bracha. They should make panasa. They shouldn't need to come out to presents. Parnasa is pani la'avodas Hashem, and that's an interesting line. Why you need parnasa for? Why do you need parnasa?
Uh-huh.
So that you should be available to be a du'a la'avodas Hashem. That's it. When people ask, like, can I daven for parnasa on Rosh Hashanah? Yeah, daven parnasa that what? That you want to go sit in Florida for 2 weeks? Why would Hashem want you to have parnasa for that reason? The only reason why you want the parnasa is so that you can free yourself to be do avoid this Hashem. The plus is a possible time to have a self called to be your soul. Amen. Okay, that's it, right? Okay, we'll stop over there.